Beis Hashem, I have this chus of completing this zman, and I would like to complete the sugya vestos, doraisa derabbanon, and perhaps focus on some of the halacha lemaisa conclusions that we get from this sugya. So the Gemara in Masechta Nida on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph starts with a safek. Boy, me name Rav Nachman, Vestos Doraisa, Omid Rabbanon. And the Gemara says that the Nafkemina is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The case is that her vest passed of her Vesta, and she makes a bedika later on. She finds herself Tahora. Rav says that she's Tahora Lemafreya, meaning from the Shas Vesta on, where Shmuel says that she's Tmeya, even though she made a bedika and she found herself to be Tahora. And the Gemara says, in the name of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that Vestos Doraisa Drabbanon Komiflagi. Rav is of the opinion that Vestos Drabbanon, and Shmuel is of the opinion that Vestos Doraisa. So what does this all mean? According to Shmuel, Vestos Doraisa means that we have a chazaka that Orach Bizmano Ba, and when she passes her vest, we assume that she saw, she had a riyah, therefore she's Tmeya. That's Vestos Doraisa. Rav, on the other hand, Vestos Drabbana doesn't rely, he doesn't validate this chazaka of Orach Bizmano Ba. And therefore, we go back to the Chezkas Tara, and we assume she's Tahor. That's what we have in the Sugyas HaGemara. Lahalacha, we paskin like Rav. All the Rishonim paskin like Rav, with the exception, perhaps, of the Sefer Yireim. We'll see soon that the Mordechai quotes Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, and he's of the opinion that Vestos Doraisa. But even that opinion really is Vestos Derabbanan. We'll see that in just a minute. Now, Tosfos, right there on Tezayin Amud Aleph, this long Tosfos, Dibur HaMaaser Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, establishes that we paskin Vestos Derabbanan based on the following combination, the following calculation. First of all, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is a Basra. So I did a little research on that, and I found out that Reb Zera, who holds that Vestos Doraisa, was in the generation before Rava, and Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak was a Talmud of Rava. So that's called Halacha Kebasra. Now, that doesn't mean that we pass in Vestos Derabbanan, because all we have from Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak is that there's Machlok Shin Rav and Shmuel about whether Vestos. Oh. So here Tosfos quotes Halacha, that in a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, it depends. If it's Dinei Mamonos, we paskin like Shmuel. If it's Dinei Isavahet, we paskin like Rav. So, Halacha Karav be Yisurei. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, according to Rav, Vestos Derabbanan. Therefore, since Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is a Basroi, we paskin Vestos Derabbanan. But then Tosfos adds the following very important point. Tosfos says, at the beginning, he says, Nirad Halacha. The halacha Vestos Derabbanan, fine. And then at the end of Tosfos, he says that Hilkach, therefore, Isha Sheyeshla Vest, Velo Bodka Bishas Vesta, the Achakach Bodka. Now, I would like to underline those two words, the Achakach Bodka, Umetzasa Tahora, Tahora Labaila. It's clear from Tosfos that if she has a vest, then the only way we can be matar her is through the bedika. You see, Rav did not commit himself. Rav said that if she makes a bedika late and finds herself tahora, that she's tahora. But does Rav mean by that if she didn't make the bedika, then she's tmeya? Or does Rav mean Lafuki Shmuel? Shmuel says that even though afterwards she made a bedikah and she found herself to be Tahora, nevertheless she's Tmeya. We don't know exactly how to interpret Rav, and that's where Amadayik here, as all the Akronim are from Tosus, that Tosus says, since Achak Budko Matsasa Tahora, therefore she's Tahora. So Tosus makes everything dependent on the Bdika. She has to have a Bdika. The Chiddush of Estos to Rabbanon is that we can rely on this Bdika, and we can be Matayr Ha, against Shmuel who holds Vestos to Raisa, but you need a Bdika. And that's also the Sheet of the Ramban, that you must have a Bdika in order to establish her as a Tahor. Tosus goes on to say, Umiu nire delachatchila tzricha bedika b'shas vesta. In other words, the real bedika should be b'shas vesta. If she didn't make a bedika b'shas vesta, then we'll rely on the bedika shalo b'shas vesta, liachas vesta, to be matayra if she finds herself tahora in that bedika. Now, what's considered shas vesta, and what's shalo b'shas vesta? The Rishonim don't say anything about that. The only one I saw who says something about that is the Ra'ah and the Berak HaBayis that I gave out in the first shiur. And there he touches on what's considered Shas Vesta. Now clearly, if a woman has a Veset, then we anticipate that she'll see B'Shas Vesta. Now what Shas Vesta means, I don't know. You know, you can take a day and divide it into two onos, Yom and Lila. You can take the Lila and divide it up into minutes, hours. We don't know. But whatever it is, we anticipate that she'll see B'Shas Vesta. That's when she needs the Bedika. The Bedika should determine that at Shas Vesta there was no Dam. If B'Dieved, she didn't do what she had to do, and she didn't make a Bedika B'Shas Vesta, then we can rely on the Bedika Shalo B'Shas Vesta to assume that there was no Dam B'Shas Vesta. But again, we have to have the Bedika, says Tosfos in the Ramban. And the Chiddush is that we would have said, like Shmuel, and Shmuel's argument is that she's definitely going to see B'Shas Vesta, Chazaka, Orech B'Zman Opa. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha. Wait a minute. She made a Bedika afterwards. Now again, let's emphasize, again, this is the Aleph page, but let's just go over it. Even Shmuel would agree that if she made a Bedika B'Shas Vesta and she found herself to be Tahora, we rely on that Bedika. Again, the Sidri Tara is going to have a whole discussion on that how can you rely on her Bedika? Eid Echad is not never be serving against the Chazaka, and according to Shmuel, we have Cheskas Orech B'Zman Oba. And this is what we mentioned last time, that Tosa at the beginning of Gittin says that Eid Echad is only Neman against the Cheskas Isur if it's Biyado. Like for example, if it's Safra Law, now she can go to the Mikveh, we believe that she was Tovelis. But here, to establish against the Cheskas Orech B'Zman Oba that she didn't see B'Shas Vesta, that's a big Chiddush. But in any event, Kuliyamalo Pligi Vin Shmuel Vestos Doraisa, that will rely on her Bedika B'Shas Vesta. Now what happened Shalom B'Shas Vesta? I mean, she didn't see Dam. Why should Shmuel be Mitamiha? The answer is, where did the Dam go? Poof, it disappeared. In other words, the Dam fell on the Karka, Halach Le'ibud, and therefore she is Tmeh. Comes along Rav and he says, Nen, when she makes a Bedika afterwards, we can rely on her Bedika, and we assume that she didn't have Dam B'Shas Vesta. That's because we don't rely on this chazak of Orech B'Zman Oba. That's the sheet of Rav Vestos Dirabon. Would it be that Vestos Dirabonon means that as far as anticipating up front, anticipating in the future, that she will see Dam B'Shas Vesta before Shas Vesta? And that's the Sugin Yevamis of Prisha B'Shas Vesta. So that the Sugya seems to assume that Kuliyamalo Pligi, she has to be Poret, that has to be Prisha B'Shas Vesta, because we anticipate that she will see Dam. And that's where we had a long discussion, if you recall, about the Nodem Yudas Chiddush, that Shema Yamus Lo Amrina. So that's for the future. And therefore, the din of Prisha, for example, Rabos, we had the Sugin Shvuas, let's say she sees Da Machmas Tashmish, even Rav, who holds Vestos Drabonon, would be Mechayev Makar Mechatos, you'll tell me he's an onus because the Torah doesn't rely on chazaka or ef bizmanu ba. The answer is that as far as anticipating in the future, he should have been very careful. He went ahead and he had tashmish b'shas vesta, and therefore to say that he's an onus, I wouldn't say he's an onus, but rather he is a shogeg. He's not amazed. He was hoping that he would have the beer and go in and out before she would see Dam, and she notifies him, "Bro, you see Dam." So he has to bring a korban chatas. Why? Because he's not an onus, and he's not amazed. He's a shogeg. So tomorrow night, in Yitzhak Hashem, will change the gears a little bit. Al chet shechaton al fanecha beer. Shogeg, not bonus. Okay, I have a whole shiur on what to justify the nusach of bonus. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva says that you only have to do tshuva for a chet b'shogeg or b'mezid. He leaves out onus. Onus is kiman the lesser dummy. But okay, al chet shechaton al fanecha bonus tzarech iv. So that's what we have here, according to Tosfos. Rav is machadish that we're not going to assume that she saw Dam b'shas vesta. That's Rav's chiddush. Where the Dam went and it got disappeared? No, Rav is not worried about that. The Torah doesn't recognize chazaka orach b'zman b'olagavi lisha avar. And therefore, when she makes her bedikah, but only when she makes her bedikah, and she establishes herself to be tahora, she's tahora. We're not going to say that she saw Adam b'shas vesta and Hadam holach le'ibu v'nafal ala karka. That's the sheet of Tosfos and the Ramban. On the other end of the spectrum, we have the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam hold that once she passes Shas Vesta, Avra Vesta, she's Muteres Labaila, even without a Bedika. The only Bedika that the Rif and the Rambam seem to recognize, or at least the Rambam does, I don't know about the Rif, is B'Shas Vesta. That Bedika we're going to require. After Shas Vesta, forget it, there's no need for a Bedika. The Rambam has a case where he comes back from Medina Sayyam and it's the middle of the night and she's sleeping. He doesn't even have to wake her up. He can assume that everything is okay. And that's called Vestos Rabbana, which means we're taking this to its extreme. We're saying Vestos Rabbana means that once she passes the Shas Vesta, we do not assume Orech Bizman Abba, even Midrabbanan. The only deal of Vestos Midrabbanan is to anticipate in the future to be Parish Mishto before Shas Vesta. That's the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif. The Ran adds a beautiful insight over here. The Ran says, from the perspective of the Rif and the Rambam, there's absolutely no point to a Bedika after Shas Vesta. It's totally pointless. Why? Because the whole reason that Yechoshi said maybe she's Tveya is because she saw Dam B'Shas Vesta and the Dam Holach L'Karka and Nofal Gabi Karka. What's this Bedika Shalom B'Shas Vesta going to do for you? It's totally worthless. And therefore, we don't have to require that Bedika. That's the sheet of the Ram, the Rif. The Shulchan Aruch, let's open up the Mechaber, has two dates. He's got what you call the stoma, the first day, which he doesn't quote anybody. He says, Noshim Tzrichas Bedika Kshigia Vesta, Avar HaVest V'lo Bodka, no mention of requirement of Bedika, V'lo Gisha Tahora V'lo Bedika. Exactly like the Rif and the Rambam against Tosfos and the Ramban. The Yesh Omrim, then the Mechaber quotes the Yesh Omrim, Shasura Ad Shetivdok. This is already Tosfos and the Ramban. And that's only if she has a vest kavua. Fine. Now we have a general rule in the Mechaber that he passes halacha l'maaseh like the first day, and therefore the Mechaber is mekil, even if there was no bedika, she's muteres labaila li'achar shas vest. Now, as I said before, the Sefer Yireim is quoted by the Mordechai as saying that we paskin vestos da'oraisa. And that's like Reb Zera, because Reb Zera is of the opinion that Rav and Shmuel both maintain that Vestos d'oraisa. There's no machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Rav was talking about a case where she did a bdika b'shas Vesta. She found herself to be Tahora, and therefore she's Tahora. Shmuel would agree. Shmuel's talking about a case where she didn't make a bdika b'shas Vesta. So Avra Vesta without a bdika, she's Tmeah. even if she does a bedikah later, because kuliyamalo pligi ves toasto rice. So the Mordechai quotes the Sharidura, who paskins like Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. The Bach quotes in Kufei Dalid that Shita, and he says we should be machmir. Lidina, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word about this Chumrah, that Vestos Del Raisa. And the Bach is a loner. The Ramah doesn't quote the Bach either, although in Darki Moshe he does mention the Bach, but in Shulchan Aruch he doesn't comment. And therefore Lidina, Naktinen La'alocha, that Vestos are Derabban. The fascinating thing about Rabbi Elazar Mimetz is that he himself says that this halacha vestos do raisa is only a chumrah. Lahachmik Rabbi Zera hechmiru bazeh kida oraisa. In other words, there's a hodas baldin on the part of Rabbi Elazar Mimetz that really and truly vestos are the rabbanon. And even Rabbi Zera, who says the kuliyamalo pli vestos do raisa, that's also the rabbanon. But rather the Chachamim were machmir in the case of Estos to treat it as if it were a Doraisa. Says the Sidre Tara, why? Vosepis, what compelled the Rabbi Elazar Mimetz to reinterpret the Sugya of Rabbi Zera and say that Rabbi Zera is only a Chumra Kid Doraisa? He says, because otherwise the Bdika wouldn't be reliable because she's not believed against the Chezkas Isu. It basically comes out, according to this, that even if you hold Vestos Doraisa, like Rav Zera says, Kuliyamalo Pligi, nevertheless, not that the Torah assumes that there's a Vados, that Orech Bizmano Ba, but rather Rabbanon are going to be Choshesh, that Orech Bizmano Ba. This is going to have a tremendous impact, as we mentioned in the past, on the Sugi Nana Daf Tes Vav, not on Daf Tes Zayin, but on Daf Tes Vav. The sugya of Rav Huna and Rabbi Bar Chana, because in that sugya, the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says Vestos to Rabbana, Rav Huna holds Vestos to Raisa, and therefore according to Rav Huna, Ovar Yom Vesta Asura, and Rabbi says Ovar Yom Vesta Muteres. Now that's very difficult, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Because according to Tosfos in the Ramban, even if I hold Vestos to Rabbanon, I need a bedikah afterwards. Rabbah clearly says that over Yom Vesta, she's Tahora Labaila, Muteres Labaila, we don't need a bedikah. How could that be? So Tosfos says, you know what Rabbah Bar Rav Huna is talking about? He's talking about a Sfek. What's the case? Not only did her Yom Vesta pass, but even 7 days passed. And therefore we have a suffix. Number one, we don't know if she saw Dam. If I'm feeling too slow, if she saw Dam, maybe she was Toveles after the Zion Yom. However, according to the, so now the question arises, wait a second, you're telling me that if Rabbi Bar Chana holds the Vestos to Rabbanon, so he's going to be Matayar Ha without a Bedika because of the Svek Svek it's Liachar Zayin Yomim. So who's the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Bar Chana? Was he denied the Halach of Svek Sveka? Whether it's Rabbi Yochanan or Rav Huna that we mentioned before. So Madaf Zogin, the only way we can say it, and I think this is in all the Achronim, starting from the Sidrei Tara down, that according to the Man Yomer who says Vestos Do Raisa, we're going to assume that Orech Bizmano Ba is a Vadai. So there's no Svek Svek. You can't say, well, did she see Bishas Vesta, did she not see Bishas Vesta? Even if she saw, maybe she was Tovelas. There's no, did she see Bishas Vesta? It's Vados that she saw Bishas Vesta, because the Torah recognizes the Chazaka of Orech Bizmano Ba as a Vadai. Is Mamela, there's no Svek Svek. This is all good and fine according to Tosfos and the Ramban. It's not going to be good according to Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. Because if you remember, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz says that even if you hold Vestos Doraisa, it's only a Chumrah, that the Rabbanu and Machmir Kid Doraisa. There's no way, no how, that you could say that Orech Bizmano Ba is a Vadai, and therefore we break down the Svek Sveka. Unless you want to say that the Rabbanu went two steps. Step number one is they said that we have to be Choshesh for Orech Bizmano Ba Lisha Avar. And step number two, we jack it up to the status of a Vadai. That's Ma'od Ma'od Dachuk. So again, as we said before, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif and the Rambam, Avra Yom Vesta, she's Muteris, she's Tahora, even without a Bedika. Tosus, on the other hand, says that Im Avra Vesta is the Velo Bodka Bishas Vesta, Im Bodka Acharkach. So Tosis clearly requires Bedika in the Ramban, as we said, goes into a great embellishment that for sure we need Bedika. Because once the Rabbanan are choshesh for Vestos, even if you hold Vestos the Rabbanan, it means that we anticipate a vest, and if the day of her vest passed, we have to be choshesh that certainly she saw Dam, and therefore the Rabbanan are going to be Metameha unless she does a Bedika.
That's what's Mashman Gemara.
It's good. So the bodka, according to the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif, means bodka l'taris, that they made a special kumra only as far as taris is concerned. But labayla, you don't need bedika. And once the zman, the yom vesta passes, that's it. Forget about chay chazaka or ref mizmanaba. Instead, substitute cheskas tara, and she's muteris labayla. Aye, it says tivdok. Tivdok means one of two things. Either tivdok means b'shas vesta, or wherever you see tivdok, it means a chumra legabe taros, has nothing to do with bar. Okay then? So that's what we have until this point. And now Rabosai, what I'd like to do with you is study the Chavos Das. I never understood the history because, you know, the Chavos Das is more famous for a different work of his than the Sivas on Choshe Mishpat. But I don't know, I think the Chavos Das is underrated. You know, we've been learning a little Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, now we're going to Chelek Beis, and the Chavos Das is always consistently fundamental. I don't know why he got such a bad rap, and he's only famous for the Nesivos. Maybe because he argues with the Ketzos all the time, that's why. Yeah, no, it is difficult to learn through a Chavos Das, especially this one. You know, I had to sit Zayin Nekiyim on this one, but it's beautiful. I mean, he comes up with a Chiddush here that's absolutely stunning. And it just smacks of emes. I can't, you know, even though again all the achronim are going to pounce on the poor Chavos Das, but I think it's just so convincing. It's teres emes. So if you have the Chavos Das, you'll find it in the Friedman edition on page, I think it's Resh Pei Vav. Does that make sense? You don't have the Friedman? Anyone here have the Friedman?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it Resh Pei Vav? I'm sorry, it didn't come out so well in the photograph. Yeah?
Okay. Where is it in the...
So it's Yoredeya Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud. Okay then? Sif Yud. And we can also look B'li Neder at Sif Yud Al. Both are very, very important. Low Vodka, exactly. Low Vodka. Okay. Now let's understand where the Chavos Das is coming from. When I read to you the Shulchan Aruch, I sort of deliberately slurred over two words, de-emphasizing them. But for the Nesivos, these are the key two words. He says, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kufei Dalet, Siftes, Kishayigia, Haves, V'Ovra, Haves, V'lo Bodka, Tahora below Bdika. So I skipped those two words just to emphasize them. He says below Hirgisha. The Chavos Das is convinced that the reason why the Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch in his first opinion maintain that Avra Vesta is Muteres is because lo hergish, the absence of hargosh. Now watch this. If you assume, like the Chavos Das, that the absence of hargosha is what is the key of keys here, and that's established, that's what establishes her as tahora, which means that we have proof positive that she didn't see Dam, because if she had a Re'iyah, she would have had Argosha. In other words, it's normal for a woman to have Argosha with Re'iyah, at least in those days, I don't know. Maybe the Mitzvah has changed, I don't know. This has tremendous implications. Nistapakti, says the Chavos Das, I have a song. A Chakir, a beautiful Chakir. Now this Chakir divides up into two paragraph. So Reishin is safe. The first paragraph is the following. A woman was kovas vesta, that means three times she saw Olam Rezogin on Rosh Chodesh, three Rosh Chodeshim beretzev. On the fourth Rosh Chodesh, her veset came and went, and she didn't see Dam. What does it mean she didn't see Dam? Again, according to Shmuel, she saw Dam, but she didn't know about the Re'iyah when it went flew the coop. But according to Rav, Vestos to Rabbanan, meaning the Torah doesn't rely on Chazaka or Rech Mizmanah, but therefore she didn't have her Re'iyah. Says the Chavos Das, does that mean that she's being Okeres Vesta? Right? She saw three times, now she has three times to be Okeres Vesta. Let's count this one as the first of the three. Which means that if in the fifth month and the sixth month on Rosh Chodesh, she also passed the vest without any Hargosha, then we assume that she's Okeres Vesta. The Sefer is a second variation of the same Chakira of the Chavos Das. What happens if a woman sees on Rosh Chodesh number one, on Rosh Chodesh number two, and on Rosh Chodesh number four? On Rosh Chodesh number three, the vest passed and she didn't have her Re'iyah. Or at least, so she thinks, she didn't have her Re'iyah. That's the Sefer of the Chavos Das. Now, if I were to ask you intuitively, you know, for a knee-jerk response as to what should be in these two cases, can she be Okeres Vesta or can she be Mekalkeles the Tziruf between the first two Re'iyahs and the fourth Re'iyah, and keep in mind that the diuk of the Chavos Das, that's the Yesodus of this Chavos Das, is that the reason why of her Vesta she's Tahora is because she didn't have a Hargosha, and the absence, what we call Heeder Hargosha, is a proof positive that she didn't have a Re'iyah, then Lechora, what's the answer to the Chavos Das's Chakira? She should be Okeres, or to be Mevatelis the Tziruf between the two and the three. And here, the Chavos Das goes on a whole presentation in which he surprises us and comes to the exact opposite conclusion. Says the Chavos Das, and again, if you're following inside, again, depending upon the on which Tzuras Adaf you have, it's about 10 lines down from the top. He says the following. Even though Vestos de Rabbanon, nevertheless, she has to do a Bedikah. Now, again, what that means depends on the machlokes we've shown it, but certainly, Kuli Avalo, please, she needs to do a Bedikah. We require a Bedikah B'Shas Vesta. Why do we require a Bedikah B'Shas Vesta, the Chavos Das yells and screams? It must be because we have a chash of a Re'iyah. In other words, we're not going to allow Shas Vesta to pass without whispering a word, and we're going to say, well, she didn't have Hargosha, everything is fine and dandy, she showed it. No, we're going to require a Bedikah. That's Kuli Avalo Pligi. Even the Rambam and the Rif require a Bedikah B'Shas Vesta. Says the Chavos Das al Karchach, if you're requiring, if Chazal required a Bedikah B'Shas Vesta, it must be that we have a Chashash Re'iyah. And that's exactly what Vestos de Rabbanan means. That Chazal understood that she would probably, or there's all likelihood that she would see B'Shas Vesta, and therefore let her make a Bedikah. Let's calm us down. Frech de Chavos Das, if you're telling me that she needs a Bedikah, because you're anticipating that she will see, then why not go a step further? The logical conclusion should be that if of our Yom Vesta, she should be Tmea. That's his question. So I'll read to you the pertinent lines. He says, Keva the Chivu Chazal B'dikam Shas Vesta, V'lo Somchu Abir Da Hargosha. They didn't rely on the absence of Hargosha. They required a Bedika. Chashu Dilma Rasa B'la Hargosha V'nafa La'aretz. So even the Rabbanan are accepting this whole Shtikl Torah of Shmuel. That she didn't have the Hargosha, she didn't see the Dam. Where's the Dam? No, Nafa La'aretz. Even the Rabbanan accept that. Otherwise, why require a Bedika? It's ridiculous. affect the Chavas Das. Choshu Dilma Rasa B'Lagosh Nachlaretz is then Mikomakom im Avra V'lo Bodka Atzma Muteres V'lo Dika V'amai. If she passed the Yom Vest and there was no Bodika, why is she Muteres according to the Rambam, the Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch Halacha? Hamikolshkein Yesh Lachush L'Shem Rasa V'Adayin Yesh Dam. In other words, maybe the Dam, you know, forget about dam nafal la'aretz. Maybe the dam is hung up in her body, you know, came out of the makar, but it's somewhere in the Beis HaRechem. You know, it's in the cheder there. So then, why is she muteres? It's, you know, there's a tarti desasri here. On the one hand, you're saying that we're choshesh for re'iyah, and therefore she requires a bedika. And on the other hand, you're telling me that if she didn't do a bedika, she's muteres labala. How can the Rabbanim be so light about it? How could they be so complacent and laid back about it? If they're worried about Ria, then they should be, then she should be Asura Labai.
Is he asking that
she, can you speak a drop loud?
Is he asking that she should be Asura?
Correct. Amai, he says Amai, why should she be Muteres? Ha Yesh Lachu Shema Rasa. Right.
Shema Rasa, and that
and
instead in the base of him. That's why she should do a bedika,
huh?
Or that's why she
would be... Right, but let's say she didn't do a bedika for whatever reason. So then she should be asura, because again, the whole machayva of the bedika is what? Shema rasa. So if this concept of shema rasa is chayva kayam, if the halacha recognizes and validates shema rasa, how can you be mater ol abayla? No, but he's saying like this, the same Rabbanan who required bedika mitzad sofek, right? Because what? Because Shema Rasa, the same Rabbanan should say, therefore she's Asura
Labayla. You're not going to be always over, you're going to say, check it out. If you can check it, so why shouldn't you check it?
No, but I'm saying, if she didn't check it, that's what I'm asking. Vadai if Shalif Dokins, if it's a Richliv Dokins, and Irak Shoel, Mayim Ulobadak, and Ilobadka. That's the kasha of the Chavas Das. Okay, hold on a second. You know, let's see how, you know, keep your question in mind, but the Chavas Das has a beautiful mahalach over there. And this mahalach is going to answer up his original chakira in the case of Lo Ras, or whether or not she is Okeres Vest. No. Says the Chavas Das, if logically, even if Estos Rabbanan, we assume a likelihood that she saw Vishas Vesta, correct? Then you can't be Okeres Vesta if the Yom Vesta passed and she didn't see. In other words, what the Chavas Das is driving at is that the Heder Hargasha is not a Raya Gemura to undermine the Chashash of Shema Rasa. If it was, we wouldn't need a Bdika. So despite the fact that Vestos are only Dirabbanan, nevertheless, the Rabbanan themselves are Choshesh for Chashash Re'iyah. So what are you going to tell me? That Choshesh for Chashash Re'iyah, for Re'iyah, and then you're telling me, but lo hirgisha. Obviously, there's such a thing as a re'iyah without argosha. And the Chazal are very much aware of that. Nu, says this Chavas Das, if there's a re'iyah without argosha, then in this case, where she saw 3 months consecutively on Rosh Chodesh, came the fourth month, and she didn't see, what are you telling me? That the Shas Vesta passed and she didn't see? And therefore she can be Okeres Vesta? That makes no sense, because the Chachom themselves validate the Chashash Re'iyah. There's a likelihood that she saw. If there's a likelihood that she saw, how could she be Okeres Vesta? And Hu Adin Hu Atam, if she saw 2 months straight, she didn't see the Shas Vesta on the third month, but we have a Chashash of Re'iyah, then there's no reason to be Mafkir the Tziruf to the fourth month when she had a Re'iyah on Rosh Chodesh. And that's the maskot of the Chavas Das, a tremendous chumrah, la'alocha l'maisa, and we'll see how it has it brought down in the Piskei Tshuva, la'alocha l'maisa, based on this Chavas Das, that if despite the fact that her veset passed and she didn't see, she still is not able to be Okeres Vesta, even if that happens three times in a row. Why? Because the Rasha, because the Chavos Das recognizes and validates the Chashash Shem Aras. But now we're back to the Rashash. I'm sorry, I say the Rashash. Back to the Chavos Das's question. If the Chavos Das has established Lishitasa, that there's a Chashash Shem Arasa, and that's why the Chazal require a Bedika, and that's why in the framework of the Chavos Das, she cannot be Okeres Vesta, so why is she Muteres Labayla? Why didn't the Rabbanan go one step further and say that since it's a Chashash Riyah, she should be Asura Labayla? And here's where the Chavos Das drops the bomb, as I call it. Says the Chavos Das, there's something called Trei Derabanan. And now we come back to the diuk of the Chavos Das, Shelo Hirgisha. Why did the Mechaber emphasize Shelo Hirgisha? And that's why she's Muteres im Over Yom Vesta. Not because the absence of Hargasha is proof positive that she didn't have a Re'iyah. Because again, from the Chavos Das' perspective, we assume she did have a Re'iyah. So what's Lo Hirgisha? Trei Derabanan, says the Chavos Das. First of all, I have a suffix if what? If she saw, she didn't see. And I feel him until she saw. So the Rabbanan will choshesh for Orech Bezmano Bo, whatever you want to call it, they were choshesh that she had a Riyah B'Shas Vesta. That's a rabbinic institution because Vesto's the Rabbanan. And even if she did see, what kind of Riyah did she have without Hargasha? A Riyah without Hargasha is not Mitami Midaraisa Bibsara. Ashtagish Bibsara on the Daphne Zayin, right? As we said. Is Bibbino, that's another Rabbanan. As far as the issue of what? Of being kovea vest, or being what? Or being okay the vest. That all depends upon Re'iyah. And since the Rabbanan, Choshesh Vestos, the Rabbanan, that she had a Re'iyah, she cannot be Okeres Vesta. But as far as Labayla is concerned, says the Chavos Das, that's a different halacha. That depends upon whether or not the Re'iyah engenders an Issa Tuma Labayla, or it doesn't. Since she didn't have Argosha, it's a Re'iyah without Argosha. So even if we want to be Choshesh that she saw, and that's the Rabbanan with Mechadishit, Imtim Siloma Rasa below Re'iyah, below Argosha, and Re'iyah below Argosha is only the Rabbanan, is Trei Derabanan. I'm telling you, Rabosai, this Chiddush of the Chavos Das is a typical Brisker Tzvei Dinim. The only problem is that the Chavos Das was about a century before Reb Chaim. In other words, he anticipated Reb Chaim's Derech Halima. There are two different halachas going on over here. This is the brilliance of the Chavos Das. I don't know if you can tell, I'm a little bit excited about it. Just a little bit. Again, I had to rack my brain still, I figured it out. But he's saying that two different dinim. As far as Kvius Vest is concerned, that all depends upon Re'iyah. As far as Tumah Labayla is concerned, that depends upon Hargasha. Why does the Shulchan Aruch emphasize the Lo Hirgisha? Not the way we thought, says the Chavos Das, if Lo Hirgisha and Lo Rasa. No! Shulchan Aruch also understands that Vestos Rabbanan means we assume in all likelihood that she saw. But since we still have a suffix about it, right, because we're not going with the Vadai, that was Rav Barbachon Adaf Tesvav with the Sfek Sfek, you remember, if 7 days passed. So it's only Chach HaSafek, not like Rav Yochanan, Rav Huna, and Rav Zera Vestos the Rices of Hadai, except for Blesem Yimetz, right? If it's only a Safek, now what are you going to tell me? Okay, in the worst case scenario, she had a Re'iyah B'Shas Vest, but she didn't have what? Hargasha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch wants to say. That since she didn't have Hargasha, therefore even in the worst case scenario, if she had a Re'iyah, it was only a Re'iyah Derabanan. Is that called Trei Derabanan? And Trei Derabanan is Mutar. That's the Chiddush of the Chavos Das. There's only one problem I have. He quotes two rayas. One raya I think I can understand. The other raya just blows me out of the water. The first raya he quotes, he says the following. He says, the Vade Amrina and Mikor Chazaka Devestos, about 12, 15 lines into the Chavos Das, he says, Sherasa Afil below Argosha. I'm going to prove to you that there is such a thing as a Riyah below Argosha. And we're choshish for that. Teda, what's my proof? Dolaman di over vestos do raisa afilu bodchakachu motzah torah tmeya kimavu benita dafte zayin v'mayol argosha elu amrinu machmas chazok in vestos do ros afilu lo argosha. Beautiful. Here's his chat. This is first right. For this I give him my full accolade. The second right, I don't know how to make heads and tails. What's his first right? He says, let's look at Shmuel. Shmuel holds Vestos do rice. That means that after the Yom Vest passes, she makes a bedika, she finds herself to be Tahora, she's Tmeya in any event, because Chazoka Oref Bismanuba, Frekta Kavastas, but she had no Argosha. As you see clearly that Shmuel is operating with the premise that there's such a thing as a Riyu without Argosha. Fine. Now, take a look towards the end of the Chavastas. He has another Raya. And if you have the Friedman editions on the left column, line 4, he says, V'raya misimon kuf pei tes sifchav alif shekosav dafka im bodka v'lo rasa eina choshesh levesta mashma de im lo bodka lo nekar vesta mishum de lo argisha. He says the following. How is she able to be Okeres Vesta? So the Shulchan Aruch says that she made a bedika, she found herself to be Tahora, that's when she's Okeres Vesta. Again, you'll need Gimel Pavim, but that's when she's Okeres Vesta. The Diuk, says the Chavos Das, is that if she didn't make a bedika, just over Yom Vesta, she's not Okeres Vesta. It's like you see that we're Choshish for Re'iyah, even without our Gosha. I don't get it. He's quoting the Rambam. That halacha, that you have to have a bedika in order to be Oker Vesta, that's the Ramban Shita. The Ramban Lishitoso holds that even though Vestos the Rabbanon, we still require a bedika. Not only that, if there was no bedika, she's a Cirilla Baila. It means the Ramban, you know, is predicated on the premise that Vestos the Rabbanon means that we are Choshish for Re'iyah. So we are choshish for re'iyah, and therefore she needs a bedika in order to undermine that chash re'iyah. With in the absence of bedika, then we assume she had a re'iyah in all likelihood, and therefore she's not Okeres Vesta. That's good for the Ramban, but that's not going to help the Nesivis. The Nesivis wants to bring a raya for the shita of the Rif and the Rambam and the Machaber who hold that if Avra Vesta. V'lo rasa, even without a bedika, she's muteris levaila. If that be the case, obviously they are predicating their conclusion on the assumption that since she didn't have argosha, she didn't have a re'iyah. And if she didn't have a re'iyah, then we should be okir vesta. How could the Chavos Das have the audacity, you know, to prove it based on the Ramban? This is a pella to me. So the only thing I can come up with is the following. There's one part of the Nesivus, which he stoops here in the middle, and I couldn't figure out why, but maybe now I can figure out. If you go back to the, let's say, the 15th line or so.
He brings it back from the Shulchan Aruch or from the tour.
I'm not sure. I didn't honestly.
No,
I didn't look.
Aruch,
but whatever it is, this raya that if Dafka and Budka Lo Rasa, that's the Ramban Shita. That you can trust me on, whether it's the Torah or the Machaber, I don't know. But he's invoking the Ramban to prove something about the Shita of the Rambam of the Rif. That doesn't make sense. But Rabosai, listen, because we're pressed for time, and I have a lot to say in the next, before this month ends, Tarti Mashma, I would like to suggest that there's a piece in the Chavos Das that like flies in here out of nowhere, and I think maybe we can put it together here like a puzzle. The Chavos Das says that, and again, if you have the Friedman edition on the right column, you see where it gets wide, where the lines get wide. So he says the following. He says, well, the last of the skinny lines, he writes, "The Amrinon Bedika Dechorin is stuck in Lomali." He says that according to the Ram and the Rif, the bedika after Shas Vest is totally meaningless. Why is it meaningless? He says, the inami havi dam, even if I assume that she had dam, and that's why you're requiring a bedikah, because the veset brought her dam, he says, kfar nofel liaretz. Ubedikah zu shuv havi kibedikah chadasha. Meaning, a bedikah after Shas Vesta could only tell you that right now she doesn't have dam. She doesn't have a Arias dam in her body. But that's not going to tell you about a half a day ago, you know, during the Shas Vesta, because that dam fell to the Aretz. And that's exactly why the Rif and the Rambam completely dropped the ball, so to speak, on bedikah after Shas Vesta. It's not, what's the point of bedikah? It's an exercise in futility. So I think that the Chavos Das is so convinced of this logic that he applies it even for the Ramban. Meaning, what's the Ramban's bedika li'achar shas vesta? What's it going to tell you? It's not going to help you ki who's there. The answer is that the Ramban holds that the Rabbanim were machmir, to strengthen the bedika b'shas vesta. They even went a step further and they required this chumrah, we'll call it a chumas gavra, that she has to make a bedika even shalom b'shas vesta. Is doch therefore, if the Chavos Das is so convinced that this bedika is only a chumrah b'alma, you know, it's some sort of extra chumas gavra, but really in truth, we should assume that she has a chashash. There is a chashash re'iyah, correct? There is a chashash re'iyah v'shas vesta. But ba'atz musa, she's tahora. Why is she tahora? Again, if not for this chumrah bedika that the rabbanon imposed, she really is tahora labayla, correct? And therefore, really you would argue that if she doesn't make the bedikah, says the Chavos Das, then she should be okeres vesta. Why should she be okeres vesta? Because we're saying bat musa, she's tahora, with a bedikah, without a bedikah. Because otherwise the bedikah is meaningless. It doesn't accomplish anything. So Mamela, if you're telling me bat musa, she's tahora, then you're telling me you're not choshesh for here. If you're not choshish for her ear, then she should be okeres vesta. Ah, now he quotes the Ramban. Since the Ramban says that she's not okeres vesta, it must be that the Ramban is assuming that there is a chashash re'ir. And that proves the thesis of the Chavos Das, that despite the fact that she didn't have argosha, there still is a chashash re'ir, and therefore she cannot be okeres vesta. And this could be a proof even based on the Ramban, because the Ramban's bedika of liachar vesta is only some sort of a chumra. Mi'ikra din, she's mutera, she's tahora, even without the bedika. And the reason for that, lechora, has to be tzarech ir, because if there's a chash re'ir, so what does it mean? The answer is that although there is a chash re'ir, but nevertheless, mi'ikra din, ba'atzmusa, she's tahora. But nevertheless, why does the Ramban insist that she cannot be okeres vesta? The answer is because there's a chashash re'ir. And here's where the Chavos Das adds his shtickel Torah, that once you have a chashash re'ir, you add to that the fact that there was no argosha, and you have the tray derata. The Chazon Ish doesn't like the Chavos Das. But before we see the svar of the Chazon Ish, I just want to point out to you a few things quickly in the Pischei Tshuva. Number one, the Pischei Tshuva, and I have it on the pages I gave out last time. If you have the pages today, you'll see in Kuf Pei Dal, Sifkat Yud Zayin, Sifkat Yud Chesi, Paskins, like all the chumras of the Chavos Das. So let's just summarize them. Number one, if she was Kovas Vesta, and now the Shas Vesta passes and she didn't have Argosha, there's no Akira whatsoever. And number two, therefore, if she had a Re'iyah on 2 months consecutively, and on the third month she did not feel a Re'iyah after Vesta, and she had a Re'iyah on the third month, then there's a Tziruf, and we can establish a Veset based on 1, 2, and 4, and there's a Tziruf, and the fact that she had a head there, Hargosha, she didn't feel Hargosha on the third month, is irrelevant. Because again, as we said, there's a real bona fide chashash re'ir. Even though again, there was no Hargosha, but that's only no Gaila Baila. Then the Piskei Tshuva says, what happens if a woman has a vesa she'ena kavua? Then he says that she could be okay the vesa she'ena kavua if she, even if she didn't have a bdika and she didn't have argosh. What happens if she was bodekes be'ed and nevad ha'ed? So if you take a look in the Chavas Das Sifkot and Yud Aleph, the very next, in the Stapakti, came in the Ikar Heter Umikotel or Gisha, im came in Bodka Atzim Bishas Vest of Enevada Eid, Shuv Leka Raya Mihadel or Gisha, the Emar Goshas 80, can I even pair Karol Kesem? So the Gemara, as you know, in Karol Kesem establishes that if she had a Bdika, the fact that she didn't have Argosha doesn't mean a thing. She had Argosha, but she confused it with the Eid, and therefore, if she lost the aid and she couldn't check it out, now we have to be choshesh for re'ia with hargosha, which is doraisa. We no longer have the trade rabbanon, and she's asura labayla, and that's the psak halacha of the Piskei Tshuva. He goes on to say that if she puts in a moch dachuk b'shas festa, then she's asura labayla. Why? Because if she loses the moch, then we assume that she might have had a hargosha, and she doesn't know about it because of the moch doch. Why does the Chazon Ish, after raising in, this is in Simon Pei, he raises the question as to whether or not the heter after Shas Vest of the Mechaber is because of the absence of hargosha, and he quotes the Chavas Das, and he says, very difficult. So I'm going to mention three of the kashas of the Chazon Ish. There are tons of kashas. The whole Siman Pei, which is 2 pages long, I have a copy of it if you need it, is full of kashas on the Chavas Das. I'm just going to mention three of them. The first one is Noshim Shotos. So the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadi Vav, Noshim Shotos, that Noshim pikchos, bokos, umesaknos osam. How does a woman who's not capable of a bdika become a sukenis levaila? So we appoint a pikchis to oversee the whole process. Says the Chazon Ish, vehine, im lo bodku osav yora vest. Let's say the vest passes and she, the pikchis, did not do a bdika. Lekele meimar. Here we can't apply the svar of the Chavas Das. Midalo argosha. She didn't have argosha because deini odas argosha. She's a shota. She doesn't know whether she had argosha or not. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says the Chazon Ish should have made this difference that the din of avar vesta muteris levaila even without a bdika that only applies to shar noshim but not to shotos, because in the case of a shota, since the absence of argosh doesn't prove a thing, according to Chavas Das, she should be asura levaila. His second raya that I wanted to mention is from the fact that the Rambam Shita is based on Rabba on Daf Tes Vav. Now Rabba says on Daf Tes Vav that Ovar Vesta is muteres levaila bibam in aderech. Right, that's the case of Rabbi Baruch Hanan Daf Tes Vav. Now he comes back from the Derech, and he's allowed to have a relationship with his wife. The Eino Yodea Im Hergisha Olo Hergisha is therefore Shayach Svoras Achavas Das that the whole heter of Avar Zman of Lo Bodka is based on Lo Hergisha. He doesn't know whether Lo Hergisha or not. And the third kasha he asks is based on the Ravid. The Ravid says that Prisha Samach Levest is only Derabbanon. That's the Shitas Ravid. And if you recall, we discussed at great length that according to the Ravid, his Hartem is only an Asmachta B'Alma. And he says the following. In the case of Prisha Samach Levest, why should that only be Derabbanon? If according to the Chavas Das, there's a serious bona fide chash that she saw, or that she will see, Ella what, there was no argosha, so we have trade rabbanon. He asks the following question: how are you talking about anticipating whether she will see or not in the case of Prisha? His hargosha is totally irrelevant. I mean, you can't talk about hargosha before the Shas Vesta, right? So he says, if this be the case, then why would the Ravid insist, and it's not just the Ravid, we saw many different shittas, the Ran and others, that it's only an Asmachta, Prisha Samach Leves might indeed be Doraisa, because we don't have the Raya of Heder, of the absence of Hargosh. So the Chazon Ish argues with the Chavastas, and he comes to the conclusion that there's a halacha that Dilma Argusha Velavadaita, that even though she didn't have Argosha, that doesn't prove anything, because maybe Lavadaita, she had Argosha, but she's not aware of it. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, there's a Chashriya even without Hargosha. He says, according to the Mandi Yomar, who says that Vestos Ado Raisa, so this is a serious chashash, that when the Shas Vesta passes and she didn't have Hargosha, that maybe she in fact did have Hargosha. Right? But it's interesting. This is a more complicated point, which I don't know if we have time for now, but he says that according to the Chavos Das, who understands that the absence of Hargosha is really a proof that she didn't have a Re'iyah. Again, why? This is a shear into itself. Did we discuss this? No, I think I did it with the Balabata. Why is down below Argosha not Tomi Doraisa? So there are two schools of thought. One, the Sidri Tara has a whole discussion about this. According to most Rishon, this is the Tosfos Rid, it's because we're afraid that the dam that we find came mi alma, didn't come mi gufa. According to other Rishonim, it's a gzeres hakos. The Torah says it's not metame. What do you say? Yeah, it's definitely derived from a pasuk, but the question is what the pasuk is telling me. So Tosfos Rid says that if it, you know, normally a woman would have argosh, if she didn't have argosh, maybe the dam came from somewhere else. Ida Gemara says that she was bodekas karka, so he says maybe she didn't do a good bedika on the karka, whatever it is. So that's the Tosfos Rid, and many Rishonim accept the Tosfos Rid, which means that dam below argosh, in a case where we know it came from gufa, will be mitami midarais. That's going to one school of thought. The other school of thought says no, it's exeris akosta, that it's not mitami. Fine. So the Chazon Ish is working with the assumption now that according to the Chavos Das, the reason why we're matir after Shas Vesta without bedika is because lo argisha is a proof that she didn't have a re'iyah. So he asks the following question. He says, what if you hold Vestos Doraisa? If you hold Vestos Doraisa, then the Torah relies on the Chazok of Orech Bizmanobo. Now, why should the Torah rely on the Chazok of Orech Bizmanobo if she didn't have Argosha? Right? What's Vestos Doraisa? It's a case where she didn't have Argosha. I mean, I don't need Vestos if she had Argosha, right? Even without a Vestos. Even the first time she has Argosha, right? Elamai, we need Vestos Doraisa because she didn't have Argosha. Now, Vestos Doraisa is predicated on the Chazok of Orech Bizmanobo, right? That she had a Re'iyah, but you're telling me that the absence of Argosha is a proof positive that she didn't have a Re'iyah. It came the Alma, wherever it came from. So there's a stira here. In any event, the Chazon Ish comes to the conclusion that according to the Mandi Omer, Vestos Doraisa, we assume possibly that she had a Re'iyah by Argosha Lo v'lav adaite, because the chazaka of Orech Bizmanobo is so absolute and so binding that the fact that she didn't have argosha means that lav adaite, she didn't know about this, and therefore, according to that Mandi Yomer, she's tmeya d'orais. La locha says the Chazon Ish paskin vestos derabanan. Why? Because we don't accept the chazaka of Orech Bizmanobo. There's no real chazaka. And therefore, since a woman, and why is there no chazaka? So this is the famous Chazon Ish. I think I mentioned it to you a few times, that teva shel ha'isha mishtana. You know, the Chazon Ish very often, I mean, I'm not a big Chazon Ishnik, but I can tell you this, the Chazon Ish very often has this svara, whatever you want to call it, that everything depends upon teva. You know what I'm talking about? Well, it has a lot of chidushim about teva. So he says that a teva aisha mishtana, there are many reasons why, you know, she will see or she won't see, then therefore this chazaka that she'll see based on three times is not a reliable chazaka. That's called vestos dirabonon, and therefore she's tahora. And therefore, even if he says afilim yia mikre shekvar lo nuchal lomer shebevade lo regisha, he says that even in a case, in a situation, a scenario where we can't say she didn't have our gosha, for example, nevad ha'ed, right? Or for example, the mokdachuk of the pischei tshuva, says the chazanish, she's still tahora, because there's no chazaka to be metameha. That's the conclusion of the chazanish. So again, we have two approaches as to how to understand Vestos Rabbanon, and why in the case where she passed the Yom Vest and she didn't see, she's Tahor Labailah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rif and the Rambam. One approach is that of the Chavos Das, and that is to be Medayik in the Shulchan Aruch, that she didn't have Argosha. And the absence of Argosha sets up what we call Trade Rabbanon. But if not for the Trade Rabbanon, we really do, the Rabbanim do accept the chashash of Re'iyah, therefore she cannot be Okeres Vesta. According to Chazon Ish, on the other hand, I don't know what he does with the two words of the Shulchan Aruch of Lo Hergisha, because the Chazon Ish holds that Argosh is totally irrelevant. The issue about whether Vestos D'Oraisa, the Rabbanim, all revolves on one point, one pivotal point. Hakol Mistovev Tziv Tzir Echad. And what's that Tzir? What's that issue? Whether or not we rely and the Torah validates Chazaka Orech Bizmano Ba. And if you hold Orech Bizmano Ba, that's an absolute chazaka that generates a vade. And even if she didn't have Argosha, we assume she had Argosha. You tell me she didn't have Argosha, and I tell you she did have Argosha. So we're going to fight this out. She says, I didn't have Argosha, and we say she did have Argosha. That's the way Chazon Ish understands Orech Bizmano Ba. If, on the other hand, Vestos D'Rabbanan, then we don't rely on this chazak. The Torah never relied on it. And therefore, if she passed her vest, we assume that she didn't have a re'iyah, and therefore she's muteres labaila. And we mentioned kama v'kama nafkaminis between the Chavos Das and the Chazon Ish, and especially the nafkamina in those cases where there's no reason to assume she didn't have argosha, she did a bdika of the aid, or she had a moftachuk. According to Chavos Das, the whole building collapses, and the mechaber would say, you know, you can't say lower gisha in such a case because you don't know that lower gisha. Whereas according to the Chazon Ish, lower gisha is not relevant. The Gemara says bibsara, etc. The answer is that Hirgisha v'lav v'lav hadait. Okay, Rabos, I wish everyone a Gemar Chesim Toiva and Shkoyah for the Zman.